While Argentina's economy minister celebrates the logic of debt in Washington, borrowing to pay, paying to borrow again, the country's productive economy is drifting toward a standstill. There is no epic in a factory closing. No speech can replace a halted production line. At the same time, Argentina's president, Javier Milei, is flying to Israel. A full agenda. Meetings, ceremonies, symbols. The contrast is clear. Abroad, solemnity. At home, uncertainty. The schedule is precise. Meetings with Benjamin Netanyahu and Isaac Herzog. Official visits, speeches, honors. Everything planned. Everything in place. But industry does not run on ceremony. It runs on numbers. And those numbers are falling. Cooling. Fading. Libertarian austerity reveals a contradiction. Production tightens while finance expands. The real economy shrinks. Debt grows. The government speaks of macroeconomic order. It may be necessary, but it is not enough. Without clear signals to those who produce, order risks becoming stagnation. So, between torches lit in Jerusalem and lights going out in Argentine factories, a difficult picture emerges. A country that travels. And a country that stands still.